reckoning day. Keep your helmet on and fear the word. You'll go down in flames, a willing victim of safety first. Yeah, you're so sincere, just monkey in no time.
.7 The Voice, and we just heard a brand new track from the Pop Dudes, Joe Sincere, and that comes off of the Pop Garden Rock on the Road compilation. And right now, all the way from Florida, from sunny Florida, I've got the man behind the whole compilation, Adam Waltzmeyer. Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's a pleasure to be back here on Twirl.
I know it's been about a year since we last visited. I'd say you've been a busy guy. What you been up to lately?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, planning the festival and planning the CD has definitely been taking a lot of my time, but I can honestly say that this is the most fun I've had working ever.
It probably doesn't feel like work, does it?
Not really. No.
So tell us, what is the motivation behind this CD, the full title, and what are you doing with it? Why are you doing it?
Well, the CD is called Pop Garden Radio Presents the Rock on the Road Tour Season 1. And it's kind of a companion piece to go along with this traveling music festival that Michael Slaughter and I started back in November of last year. And I wanted to have, you know, a souvenir for the patrons, for the people coming to the shows to take home with them. And we've got tracks on there from artists from every stop on the tour, on the first three stops that we've already had, and then stops that we've got coming up in November of this year, and then spring of next year. In a big way, the CD is like an episode of Pop Garden Radio without me yakking in the background and interrupting all the songs.
So it's one of the main reasons why we're all here, for the music. That's great stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the festival, on the road, you've been to a few places. I know big ones coming up in August, Los Angeles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's going to be in the Orange County area. We are starting on August 13th at Fitzgerald's in Huntington Beach. And we've got artists like Dennis Holsebrook, Michael Slaughter, Adam Marsland's Chaos Band, Walter Clevenger and the Dairy Kings. It's going to be a very full night of pop. And actually, all of those acts that I just mentioned are on the CD.
Great, great. It really is a souvenir then.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's such a cool little club there. I mean, it holds maybe 100 people, but it sounds great and it feels great. I can really describe it, but it just feels like a good place for a pop show.
And then a breather on Saturday, and then you're right back at it on Sunday. Tell us about that show.
Oh, that's going to be huge. And that the Sunday show at the Orange County Fair is actually how the California version of the Rock on the Road Tour started. John Borak has had a show there at the fair for the last couple years, and he called me. He's like, so you've got this Rock on the Road Tour going on. Why not bring that out here to the Orange County Fair?
Nice.
And I thought to myself, I've heard of this Orange County Fair. I'd like to be part of that. So I definitely got on board with him and the artists that we have there. We've got a guy out of Australia who now lives in the Los Angeles area. His name is Henry Fenton. And then the Pop Dudes, who we just heard, they're going to be playing. Dave Stevens, who's out of Long Beach. Barry Holchip is flying from Michigan out
Great.
To play. Then some Los Angeles area people, Mabel Mars.
Yeah.
Sparkle Jets UK. Nushu, who I believe you play on the show.
Yes.
And once again, Walter Clevenger and the Dairy Kings are going to be playing. And with Walter, Walter is the one artist who has been on every episode of Pop Garden Radio.
Really?
So it's very fitting
yeah.
that he plays both nights at the California part of the tour.
Yes, yes. Very good stuff. And are you situated far enough away from the ag booths and the cows and all that stuff so you won't get that agricultural, we'll call it vibe?
Yeah, but I hope we're close to all the deep fried stuff. I got to admit, as a Southern boy, deep fried anything is fine by me.
Yes, yes. We have the California State Fair on right now here in Sacramento, and there's a new taste sensation. And I wonder if you have this on the East Coast. It's chocolate covered bacon.
We do have that out here, and you know, it's no secret my love of bacon.
Yes, yes. The bacon wallets.
Yeah, it's really good. There are two different types we have down here. One where it's just a strip of bacon dipped in chocolate, and then another where it's like bacon chopped up and then mixed with chocolate. It's kind of like a candy bar.
Nice.
And I prefer it that way, to be honest, because you get the sweet of the chocolate and then you get the salty of the bacon. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Very nice. If you excuse me for a minute, I'm going to go check my cholesterol. I'll be right back. Good stuff. Well, you know, Adam, you mentioned Dave Stevens, and you supplied one of his tracks. Why don't we take a break here and play Josephine off the Pop Garden CD?
That would be great. It's great upbeat rocker from the Dave himself.
All right. We're chatting with Adam Waltzmeyer, and we're going to play Dave Stevens here on Swirl.
She's been in days amidst a dream of life upon the silver screen. Of riches only known to queens and kings. Determined that she had surpassed the others in her acting class. She calling that from a magazine. They asked her. Conscience put her to the test. This wasn't how she thought her life would be. And now she's the queen of pornography. Oh, Josephine, where'd you go? You changed your name to destiny, spend all of your time upon your knees. Where is the girl we used to know? You traded in your self-esteem. I really hope you're happy, Josephine.
That was Dave Stevens and Josephine off of his forthcoming album, but you can get a copy of that right now from Adam Waltzmeyer, who we've got on the line from Florida. So Dave Stevens is on your compilation CD, eh?
Yeah, he sure is. See, you threw in an A there because he's Canadian.
That's right.
That's very smart. Yeah, I'm real excited to have Dave Stevens as part of the CD because he's been a big part of the show since right before the first anniversary. And you know, Dave's just a great guy, and I consider him one of my closest friends. And this new record of his, Time Will Tell, is going to be huge. And getting to have a preview track of that on Pop Garden Radio Presents is a great honor for me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's giving you this track to put out to the world before he even does it. I mean, that's friendship, and that's an honor right there.
And it's a great song, as we just heard.
This is so cool. So you mentioned before that you've already taken Pop Garden Radio on the road before. Where have you been already?
Well, in summer of 2009, I got a call from Michael Slaughter, who's from the band Saving Graces.
Okay.
And he said, Adam, I got an idea, and you're going to say yes.
Okay. Confidence.
And his idea was to take great pop music and put it together with just a night of good friends, good music, good fun, with no concept behind it. You know, we're not here to make money. We're just here to play music and have fun. And we did the first Pop Garden Radio Presents the Rock on the Road tour in Winston-Salem, North Carolina in November of last year.
Great. And, you know, the concept, the original concept that that Michael mentioned about this festival, just get good music and good friends together, that's kind of the feel we get on your radio show. That's the feel I try to put on my radio shows as well. So I think you've actually made basically a live version of your radio show.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going for, just a relaxed atmosphere with great music and you know, just crank it up loud and have a great time. It's fun. It really is fun. And we moved from Winston-Salem to Columbus, Ohio in April of this year. Mike Clark from the Smith Brothers was instrumental in putting that stop on the tour together. And he actually brought in Pat DiNizio from the Smithereens to
really
play at the show.
Okay, I'm bowing right now. I'm not worthy. That's so cool.
But yeah, having someone that big playing at a Pop Garden Radio Presents show was amazing, and I can't thank Mike Clark enough for doing that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you've migrated north as the weather got better. That makes perfect sense to me from a geographic standpoint.
Well, after the California shows, we throw that idea out the window because we're going to go to Philly in November.
Yikes. Indoors, I hope.
And then after that, we're looking at Central Florida in the spring. And I've been talking to Brad Elvis about taking the show to Chicago next fall. I'd love to get the Elvis Brothers back together for a reunion show, but I'm not necessarily sure if that's possible. But having you know, the Handcuffs play is big enough.
We were just talking about Mike Clark and the Smith Brothers. There's a track that I believe they are premiering. Or they recorded it just for you, right? That's on this CD?
Well, I think they originally had recorded it for Restless, but they finished it for me.
Nice. You're the closer.
Yeah. And it's kind of dark for a Smith Brothers tune, but it's interesting and really cool hearing that side of that band.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard that side of the band, but thanks to you, right now we can. So why don't we give a listen to the Smith Brothers and Tremolo with Adam Waltzmeyer. How's that sound, Adam?
Sounds great to me.
All right, the Smith Brothers.
Wait, hold your thought, shut your mouth. You're not clever every day. Waste your breath, you ramble on. Boring chatter, waste away. Just regurgitate. It's nothing new here.
The Smith Brothers here on Twirl Radio, and a brand new track of theirs, Tremolo. Our guest is Adam Waltemeyer. Adam, how can my listeners get a copy of this fantastic CD?
Well, the easiest way is to go to popgardenradio.com. We've got several links on the site where you can go and buy it from indianinc.com. Marlene Palumbo at Indian Inc. was such a great cheerleader for me and a huge help in getting this disc together. So you can go to popgardenradio.com. There are direct links to her site, indianinc.com.
Okay. Are there digital downloads available as well?
We're actually not going to do the digital download thing. As a music fan, I like to have the real deal in my hand. You can't hold an MP3.
I've tried. It doesn't work. And you were telling me off the air that a mutual friend of ours, Marty Rudnick, did the mastering on this.
Yeah, he did. And I can't thank Marty enough for what he did. I came to him at the last minute, and he was able to get the whole thing put together in a matter of weeks while, you know, taking care of some very important personal stuff. And it came out, honestly, sounding like all the songs on this record were recorded at the same time in the same studio. He just did a wonderful job mastering. I can't thank Marty Rudnick enough.
That's the art of the mastering guy.
You know, he's done some other great work. I know you're a Corner Laughers fan.
Yes, yes.
And he mastered their two discs.
Yeah, so he's kind of a local Northern California resource, but you know, he obviously loves the music too, so that's why he's involved in this project as well.
Yeah, and I would have loved to have had him perform on this leg of the tour, but we have to catch him next time around. Who knows? Maybe we might do something in your neck of the woods next year instead of being all the way down in Orange County.
See, that'd be nice, a NorCal pop garden on the road. That'd be really, really cool.
Yeah.
So finally, you'd mentioned that the website is undergoing a makeover. So when's the launch date of the new popgardenradio.com?
Well, today. You know, Saturday the 31st, we're going to be opening it up, and it's based somewhat off of the album cover for Pop Garden Radio Presents the Rock on the Road Tour Season 1, but it's also based a lot off of the logo that I've been using for 5 years. So that'll be definitely up by the time my show starts. It could be up right now if you go to popgardenradio.com.
Very good. And, you know, we've been remiss during this whole chat. When is your show actually on the air? When and where can my listeners listen to it? And I don't think we overlap anymore, but anyway, when's Pop Garden Radio on the air?
Well, I think we do overlap for an hour. I'm 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern time on Saturday nights.
Okay, that is 5 p.m. out here. So listeners, make up your mind.
Well, you know, after Twirl's finished, then they could switch over to popgardenradio.com and listen.
That's right. That's right. And you're also on Scrub Radio now. That's new for you, too. You're doing some internet-only radio.
Yeah, the great thing about Scrub Radio, well, two great things. One, I can go on pretty much any time that I want. If no one's broadcasting, I can just turn the mic on and ta-da, I'm on the air.
Nice.
And I know you know this, Mike. Once you've been on the air, you want to always be on the air.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that definitely feeds that addiction. But when Pop Garden Radio first started back in 2005, I was strictly independent music. I didn't play any named artist, no major label artist. It was all independent. And 98% of Scrub Radio is that. It's really a 24-hour expansion of what you do on Twirl Radio and what I do on Pop Garden Radio.
To me, indie artists are who make the most interesting music these days.
Oh yeah, because there's no pressure. It's if they want to create some crazy masterpiece and spend years on it, they can, and there's no pressure from a banker or a label or whoever it may be, you know, pulling all the strings.
So we are talking to Adam Waltemeyer of Pop Garden Radio. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Tell us again when the Orange County Pop Garden Rock on the Road Festival is.
Got two shows. The first is August 13th at Fitzgerald Sports Pub in Huntington Beach. And then on Sunday, August 15th at the Orange County Fair, which is the closing day of the fair. And we're starting at 10:30 a.m. on that Sunday. We're going to go all day out in the sun playing pop music, and I can't think of a better way to spend a Sunday.
That sounds fantastic. And we're going to leave with one more track. You suggested Seth Swirsky.
Yeah, this track, it's also available on his album Watercolor Day. You know, I wanted Seth to be part of this festival and part of the CD, and he let me pick which song. And so I chose
nice.
Summer in Her Hair, which is just a beautiful pop song that will take you on a journey, and you'll come back with a smile.
That's awesome. So I'll be smiling into the next hour of Twirl Radio here. Adam Waltemeyer, PopGuard Radio, thank you so much for spending the last half hour with us. It's been a blast, Adam.
Yeah, I love coming on the show, and thank you very much for the invite, and break a leg with the rest of the show.
Thanks. My pleasure, and we're going to hear from Seth Swirsky, Summer in Her Hair on Twirl.
She's got the summer in her hair. Got the summer in her long blonde hair. Melancholy rainbow coming from the window. I don't wanna let go. Waiting for the bird.